Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this November 2nd, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here, and I am joined by Kayla Rombalski, Community Development Educator with UW-Madison Extension, Wood County. Kayla, how are you?
I'm doing well, James. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. It's always good to talk to you.
I have to say, your pronunciation of my last name has gotten to a flawless point. You do great.
I've honestly been working on it. It's the biggest crux of my job is messing up people's names. I feel so horrible for it. I chew on it like until like 2 a.m. So I've been working at that. I appreciate that. Thanks. You got a beautiful name. I want to get it right.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that too.
Appreciate the topic today. We're going to get into economic development a bit, and looking forward to this conversation. I think this is one we could have almost every month you join us, and never touch on everything about it. So let's start right with, what is economic development?
And that, my friend, is the million-dollar question. So this is a question that county boards are wrestling with. I think state agencies are wrestling with. Economic development is broad. James, sometimes we joke about how you and I are going to solve the world's problems. So maybe right now we can solve the problem of what is economic development and how do you define
it? Time to roll up our sleeves and solve another problem. All right.
Let's do it. All right. So starting with, a very credible source, take that with a grain of salt. Wikipedia defines economic development as, in the economics study of the public sector, economic and social development is the process by which the economic well-being and quality of life of a nation, region, local community, or an individual are improved according to targeted goals and objectives.
So what do you take from that? Yeah. What do you take from that?
So a couple of points there that are kind of interesting. I think the problem with the definition of economic development is that piece right there on well-being and quality of life. So well-being and quality of life of a nation, a region, a local community, or an individual are improved. Thus being that anything that is economic development can improve quality of life of an individual or a community. And things that can improve quality of life are so diverse. So we really struggle to say, for example, recently the SEED committee at the county level received a request for economic development funds from a crosswalk in the city of Marshfield that will connect two tourism destinations. So the Van de Hay Waters Aquatic Complex and a mini golf business that will be going in across the street. Is that economic development? You could make the argument that yes, it's economic development. It's tourism. It's increasing and impacting quality of life and well-being. But it's also public safety. Is public safety economic development?
It's a great question.
That's where it gets tricky.
Yeah.
So that definition that I just cited then goes on to say the precise definition of economic development has been contested. And I think that's what's playing out both across our county, locally, across our region, across our state, and even on the national level. I think essentially, when people are talking about economic development, a lot of what they're talking about is tying directly to the economy. So they're talking about the creation of wealth and the creation of jobs. But even that is really broad as you're looking at job creation and what creates wealth. Entrepreneurialism creates, initially one job for the person who has started the business, but down the road could lead to many more jobs. How does that fit into economic development?
So I think right away, one of the first things that pops in my mind, Kayla, with this topic is that the better we understand what economic development is, the better we can achieve it.
Exactly.
So I think this is a not only a great topic, but I think it's an important one where we're getting into this. And I think you hear terminology often. We get our brains get a little numb to it. We hear different, phrases or corporate business lingo or anything like that, and just kind of get numb to it. And you feel like you know the answer of what that means, but you don't. You've never really had anybody define it for you. So having a bit of a even if it's a loose definition or a definition that doesn't hit exactly the exact note, it's helpful going forward for especially rural communities.
Right. It definitely is. And economic development is such a buzzword lately that I think it gets thrown around and no one really has an exact definition of what it is. And then when you get into it, you come across just the same nuances that we were just discussing.
And when it comes to economic development, it ties to our economy, so they're intertwined. They're rooted together. And there's no community, whether big or small, that does not look into increase, if not keep, their economy the way it is.
Right.
So when it comes to this, it's so broad, what leads to quality of life in communities?
Great question. So quality of life in communities can be achieved through a variety of means. One of the ways that we are achieving it in Wood County, or that we are trying to achieve it in Wood County, is through our READY plan. READY stands for Rural Economic Development Initiative. And this was a plan that was put in place back in 2021 is when it was finalized. The actual document was finalized. And of course, it was much of the work had been done during COVID, and 2021 was still largely in the time when COVID was really rampant. And so to some extent, this got put on the back burner because it just wasn't a priority related to the public health crisis. Mm. But now in 2023, we have been pretty diligently over the past couple of months, and I've talked about this with you before, launching a number of subgroups underneath that READY plan. We're calling them implementation teams, mm-hmm. and they cover a wide range of economic development topics that we have found, both from this study in 2021 that was done and all of the work that was put into this plan, and then also from our peers across the region and across the state and really across the nation, that these are the sort of the forefront topics in economic development, and that making a change in these topics will really affect the outcomes for quality of life, for economic well-being in our communities. So I wanted to spend sort of the second half of our conversation really diving into an update on each of those strategy teams and what they're working on.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's dive in.
All right. Okay. So we'll start with broadband infrastructure. So as we talk about economic development and we talk about well-being, we know that especially post-COVID, families, workers really need a quality internet connection in order to live and work effectively. And we're seeing this across all sectors. So not only for our students who are doing remote learning, James, you and I have laughed about this in the past, but there are no more snow days. Mm-hmm. A snow day is not a thing anymore. It's an e-learning day.
Yeah.
And so certainly for those purposes, broadband, a really quality broadband connection is needed, but then also like precision agriculture. Our producers, our farmers are able to really pinpoint different parts of their agricultural business, their crop production on their phones, on tablets, and being able to monitor the production of their farm real time digitally. They really need quality internet for that.
Mm-hmm.
So that team has been working hard. What we've recently learned is that there is a program called Enhanced ACAM, and it means that if the provider, the internet service provider, who is eligible for this accepts, they will cover a large portion of Wood County, ensuring 100 by 20 speeds for like I said, a large segment of the population. Mm-hmm. And so they did accept that the selected provider per the feds was TDS. And so TDS will be coming into a pretty big chunk of Wood County and providing at least 100 by 20 speeds for broadband. We are going to be working with them to make sure that whatever speed they put in is really future-proof and is serving the residents of Wood County. So that's kind of the biggest initiative that broadband task force is taking on, but really looking at the long-term goal of making sure that every household in Wood County who wants internet access has not only the ability to connect to a high-speed internet provider or high-speed internet system, but also has the technical expertise to be able to access that connection. So it's that two-part piece, right?
First, right,
making sure that you have the technology available, but then also beyond that, maybe grandma and grandpa have the technology, but they've never logged on to the computer before. And
mm-hmm.
Having the knowledge to be able to access that is the second part of it.
Both integral to this process. And the other part of that, too, that I think is so impressive about this insight of this is the future proofing of it. The idea of even thinking that forward and thinking of that. We understand that, I think we understand pretty darn well nowadays that we're not getting away from the tech world. We're only going more into it. And we understand, I think, just as much that this brand new device that came out yesterday, it's already old. It's already ancient.
Right.
It came out 24 hours ago. This is the brand new tech. This is the brand new thing. That's an industry that literally, as we're talking, it's growing and changing. So to make it future-proof is, I don't know, incredibly smart and insightful, I think.
Yes. Yeah, and this work is being done with the support and the input from nearly 100 stakeholders in Wood County and in the region. So as we go through each of these groups that have been meeting, each group has 20 to 30 people that are meeting regularly to talk about this topic, so in this case broadband, and have some subject matter expertise in that area and are talking about how to make things better across the county related to that topic. So it's definitely not something that is being done in a silo, and you know, calling out the fact that they're making really progressive, really important decisions is just because of the nature of who's on those teams.
Mm-hmm. And there's another committee that's come together for to help this initiative, this cause.
Yes. So another one is the Entrepreneurial Ecosystem Steering Committee. So as we talk about entrepreneurship in Wood County, that team really has a focus in a couple of places. First, wanting to help grow and develop youth entrepreneurs. So looking at how do we teach our youth, our middle school, high school students, maybe even starting in elementary, about how to start their own business, how to be their own boss? What does that look like? You know, how do we instill those skills that they need to be self-sufficient, to start their own business, to create their own product, if you will, into youth? And even if they don't, you know, even if they go through the process, for example, maybe they have a widget that they're creating or you know, an item, even if they go through the process and that's not a full-fledged business by the time that they're done, maybe when they, you know, move on, if they're going to post-secondary education or something like that, having had those skills at a young age and having had that experience of being able to you know, to pitch your business, to write a business plan, to do each of those concepts is hugely beneficial to whatever employer they go on to. Those are skills that have to be, in many cases, learned. They can't be taught. And that is a huge benefit to any future employer, not only just to the entrepreneurism piece of our community. So that team has some long-range goals to see more more support for youth entrepreneurs and what that might look like.
Similar.
And one of the ways that they're
No, you had the segue. You were right going to it. I was trying to set you up. You got it.
Yeah. So one of the ways that could potentially be looked at, and I want to say that I'm really just briefly highlighting the work that each of these teams are doing. Mm-hmm. We could spend an entire, and we have spent an entire 30-minute conversation on any one of these topics, but I wanted to spend today just giving sort of an overview. So one of the ways that a youth, perhaps a high school student, could look at entrepreneurship is maybe deciding that they want to open a childcare business. Mm. Childcare right now in our communities and our state is kind of a topic that has seen a lot of legislative coverage, has had a lot of discussions surrounding it. And we have a childcare task force in Wood County that's working on trying to advance access to quality childcare, as well as affordability of quality childcare. And that's a really multifaceted issue, but that team is looking at how can we fill the gaps. So we know right now that in Wood County there are a number of families that either can't afford childcare,
mm-hmm.
or they don't have access to it. So even if they can afford it, they don't have access to it.
Yeah.
And so that childcare piece is really important. We also know that people who perhaps are looking to relocate here for work, here to Wood County, are going to look for housing when they get here, as well as childcare for their family. If they don't have those things, they might look at a different community to accept a position in.
Yeah.
So the work of that child care task force has been sort of an important piece of economic development.
Yeah, Kayla, I can't speak to this enough. I know of people, I know I've heard from people that haven't moved here and people that have moved to this central Wisconsin area because of this very reason. I've got friends that are moving out of the state because of this reason. This
right.
is one of the biggest things that we have going on right now that is not, I don't think, being touched on nearly enough, childcare in this state and how many people are fleeing because of it. It's detrimental to the economy of this state. When we're talking about economic development, opening new businesses is great. Getting a new Starbucks is awesome. Childcare is vital. It is
right.
everything going forward.
Yeah.
It's great to hear that there's
a
task force.
We've been looking at it as an infrastructure piece, the same way that you would look at broadband infrastructure as well as housing infrastructure, which is the next group that I wanted to touch base on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's get into that.
So the Housing Task Force was our last group to launch, and this group has just recently started meeting and is looking at just what you've just talked about. You know, we're hearing from realtors, we're hearing from companies in our area that sometimes people are looking to relocate here. They're looking to accept a position in Wood County, and they're realizing that they can't find housing. And so because of that, they have taken positions elsewhere, right? So we're talking so much about workforce. We talk about the challenges that our employers are facing where they can't find enough people to hire to fill the positions that they have. And here's one way that we are attracting workforce on one hand, but we're sending them away on the other hand. Mm. And so as we look at housing in our communities, it's really looking at housing across the county, not just in our you know, strong geographic centers of Marshfield and Wisconsin Rapids, but in rural areas as well. And I think a small win, and I shouldn't say small because it's not a small undertaking, but one win could come through municipal ordinances and zoning. So this committee that has just begun to meet will be looking at what are some ways that local government can make changes to incentivize housing and to incentivize perhaps rehabbing of older homes, new building, yes, but more utilizing the existing housing stock that we have to create new housing opportunities. Mm. So it's kind of that too is a really multifaceted issue. All of these are, but the Housing Task Force has some work underway, and it's exciting to to hear them speak about the challenges, because there are some again, I'll use the term small wins, and then there are some much longer longer wins that really you're playing a long game as you're planning for each of these implementation teams and moving things forward.
All of these the different groups we're talking about, these teams that we're talking about, they have big plans, and they are not things that are going to happen overnight. They're going to take some patience, take some time, and some thought through, progressive thinking, if you will.
Right. Exactly. And this is where sort of my call to action comes in, and that would be that these teams are not operating in silos. They're not exclusive groups. So if there is a listener out there who's really passionate about a specific topic and they want to join these efforts, they are more than welcome to do so, can get in touch with me or with others who are engaged in these teams, and come to the table and join sort of the think tank, if you will, of how to move forward around these topics.
We had one more committee we were going to touch on before we wrap up here, Kayla.
Yes. So that last committee is branding oversight and outdoor recreational mapping. And so this team is actually the last to launch. They haven't fully launched yet, but big goals for 2024 and for the future of that team. So specifically looking at how do we market ourselves within Wood County, and how do we market our geographic centers, again, of you know, Marshfield, Rapids, both have strong Convention and Visitors Bureaus have strong tourism messagings and marketing messaging. Some of our smaller communities have those strong brands as well. How do we elevate those brands and represent and market the entire Wood County area to folks who are interested in traveling here, in moving here, in relocating, all of those different pieces? And then the outdoor recreational piece of that is how do we connect some of the great outdoor access that we have in Wood County to other access points throughout our region? So potentially looking at, you know, there are some different trail systems that connect in with trails that may or may not exist in Wood County. How do we increase our signage to make sure that folks know that they can get on the trail in Pittsville and they can take it all the way into you know, one side of the state or the other by going through these interconnected pieces.
So how, when it comes to that kind of thing, that seems like something that we could really use, not that we couldn't with all of these, but definitely use community feedback on.
Yes. And there will be an opportunity for that as that team gets going and gets moving. To provide that community feedback. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
In terms of the others, if there are feedback pieces or, you know, comments that folks have, we would welcome that that interaction. So.
Yeah, and, you know, as we're wrapping up here, Kayla, just got about a minute or so left. How can people be involved with some of these groups? How can people find out more?
Great question. So now comes the challenge that James and I have always talked about how do you share information over the radio? So if you Google, I'm going to use Google this time. Sometimes they say check us out on Facebook. This time I'll say Google. If you Google Extension Wood County or Google Ready Wood County, so Ready is R-E-D-I, you will be taken to the Extension website that has information on all of these groups that I've just talked about and what is happening with each of the subgroups, and we'll have ways for you to get connected.
We always appreciate the time, Kayla. If people have follow-up questions, want to get in touch with you, how can they do that, or a similar way, same way?
Yeah, great question. Same way it works. Otherwise, K Rombalski, so R-O-M as in Mary, B-A-L-S-K-I, at W-I-S-C, as in Wisconsin, W-I-S-C.edu is my email. So I welcome emails, phone calls, carrier pigeons, whatever you need to do to communicate with me.
Smoke signals, Morse code. You know.
Yeah, all of it.
We always love talking with you, Kayla. Thank you so much for the time.
Yes, of course. Thank you, James. I appreciate it.
Take care.
You too.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.